This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Tell everybody what's at stake tonight. Tell them what's at stake.
Oh, you know.
Big moment.
You know, just a March 21st casual NBA matchup when no one's really paying attention because it's the tournament. And yet, here we are, both of us ready to declare tonight.
Here it comes.
A must-win game for your Cavaliers.
It's a must-win Cavs game.
A must-win game.
We're at must-win emotions now.
They cannot lose four in a row, and they cannot have Matt Ishbia think he has been victorious over Dan Gilbert.
I got enough of you panicking, and I'm telling you, if they lose tonight, there's going to be a lot of people wanting to quote tweet me and wanting to get after me about, are they still fine? Are they still fine, Ken?
When's the last must-win we've had? It has been a long time.
Did you guys say the game against the Celtics while I was out?
No.
Was that a must-win?
We did not. I think part of it was because we didn't know who was going to play in the game.
Oh.
And so you can't call that a must-win. Tonight, as of right now, I know that Jared Allen's been bothered a little bit with a hand things. He hasn't been as strong with the basketball recently, but I think everybody's playing tonight. So if that's the case, and the Cavs are 6.5-point favorites, if they lose...
Tell Meredith to turn her mic on.
Yeah, there are going to be alarms.
You tell her yourself.
There are going to be some alarms because it's not like they weren't ready for the game. And it's not a back-to-back. And they've had a lot of stuff to try to fix. Atkinson seems seriously annoyed. I know there's coaching annoyed. Like, you're always going to coach something. You're never going to be fully happy because you got to keep driving the players to get better. But if you've heard Atkinson the last two games, he's annoyed. So I think he's the one. They want to play for him tonight. Like, let's get him off our backs because I don't think it's been a walk in the park the last few days.
All right, let's go around the room here. Owen, is tonight a must win?
Oh, absolutely. It's a must win.
Lima,
here we go. Yeah, yeah.
Is tonight a must win?
I can't let this get to four in a row.
Meredith, I'm sorry I told you to turn on your microphone. I'm used to talking to a guy in there who's afraid to speak on the microphone. Meredith, is tonight a must win?
For morale, I would say yes, but just in general, I don't think so.
Well, now wait.
Then just say no.
Then no.
There you go. Why do you... Who dropped their things? They're frustrated with Meredith?
I think if they... Think about the conversation. Let's go through this. If they lose tonight...
If they lose, people are going to be freaking out.
It is. Oh, my God.
They lose,
they
people are going to be freaking
early.
Out.
You know that. And I think that's silly, but you know people are going to say that. And just the way the conversation... I even was listening to a podcast on the way in today, and it was brought up that they had lost three in a row, and I'm like, They wouldn't
do this.
That takes notice when this team, if they lose four in a row, when people were saying,
don't do this to me.
People in Boston were saying,
damn it,
the Cavs are the best, and maybe Boston's the third best team.
Don't you do this to me, because I'm telling you, if they lose tonight, it's going to be, there's going to be hell to pay. And they're, again, are they fine now? I've been saying they've been fine after, because they lost to Orlando. Your winning streak's going to lose it or miss at some point.
They weren't going
to
win.
And they didn't have Evan Mobley in the Orlando game. Then they went on, they lost again to the Clippers. Okay, well, they didn't have, it was just a bad day, right? Last night, or 2 nights ago, they didn't have Darius Garland. The shooting has not been good. Lose the fourth in a row. I still think they'd be fine. I still think that they would be just perfectly okay to get into the postseason. I mean, they're the number one seed in the East, for crying out loud. So what Meredith says is actually true. I totally agree with Meredith. They're still the number one seed. That ain't changing tonight. You would still pick them to go and play. I mean, what are we talking about here? Think about this. You pick them to get to the Eastern Conference Finals against Boston. Right? Right.
Yes. Yes.
But Meredith is right, because you have to split the morale of the team with the actual reality of the team. Must win in reality? No. In our world, yeah. Because I'm tired of seeing people telling me that I'm putting my head in the sand about the Cavs. After one loss, it was really stupid. After two losses, it was still not great. After three losses, you know, people start to look in your direction. If you lose four games in a row in a week of basketball, now you're going to have people going, wait a minute, Ken, you were calling all this dumb. Now what do we say about you? Which plenty of people line up to call me stupid every day. But emotionally, they also line up to call me emotionally stupid every day. But now, am I really sticking my head in the sand on this? I think that people would accuse me of that. Because I've accused the other people of being worrywarts and crazy. And to some effect, I think that some of the conversations that we have about the team that had three wins last year and were debating on whether or not they need a quarterback, I think that some of our feelings are permeating into the Cavs if they lose a game. Well, you lose four in a row, now people are going to start coming after us because we didn't make too big enough a deal. We didn't hold them accountable. We didn't hold their feet to the fire. So that's what's at stake tonight. So because of that, in the world that you and I live in, Owen, true, and same with you, Meredith. I didn't mean to ask you like I was putting the gauntlet down there, but it's a must win. I don't want to come in here with hell to pay. Mm-mm. Just get your win. Beat Matt Ishbia's team.
Now we'll say, what happens?
Make your owner happy. Off we go.
Let me counter this. What happens if they lose, but Donovan and Darius get back on track?
Because then that means your defense was still sucking out loud. People hate, hey, you can tell me the truth about basketball you want, but the people who, how do I say this? The people that don't, they don't pay attention to the regular season as closely as you do. Okay, I'm going to say what it is. I'm trying to be nice about this. The ones that aren't paying attention to the regular season like you do, and you force me to do and everybody else, because you're our basketball guy. You know more about basketball than me. See? I'm willing to say that about Tone. Nobody's going to get mad at me about that. Good God, I tell the truth. They care about defense in the regular season. Now, you and I both know that when the playoffs happen, defense gets better. It naturally gets better. You and I know that. But if they are both on the mark, and they go back to shooting over 40% from three, and they're hitting their shots, and they find a way to lose that game tonight, it's going to be because of defense. So they ain't going to be happy about that, no. And if you say that, well, it's okay because Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, they look back on track with their shooting and their scoring, that's going to be more, you're denying the truth, Anthony.
I know, but I do want to see them get on track and quickly, because
it may be the more important thing, to be honest with you, because you got to score.
Donovan has completely lost his three-point shot. I mean, it's 30% since February, and Darius has gone downhill in a hurry, too. So I really need to get them going, because we all know the reality is they got no shot against Boston.
Yeah.
If they're not hitting. Now, the good news is Donovan's been a Celtics killer. You expect him to be back there. Darius, we don't know. He's not been good against the Celtics. He's not been good in the playoffs.
Coming in hot, 9:45 this morning. Please keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste. I sent Owen on what he's going to believe is a wild goose chase. No. I compiled.
Well, it was a wild goose chase.
Yeah, to some degree, but you're good at what you do, and I've always given you credit for that.
Well, we'll find out soon.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, you have heard, I have four different people here talking. You have heard four basically different opinions of what's to happen. And so if you're a person who is pro not taking a quarterback, I think this is going to be barking right up your alley here. Here's Mel Kiper earlier this week, and he mentions our tenuous situation in so many words. Good.
I'm going to go Shador Sanders. I'm going to be steadfast in that. I've had him number one, QB1 all along, really since last year, and love everything about the kid. I mean, if you say, well, he takes too many sacks. Yes, he has to get the ball out a tick faster, but he dealt with NFL conditions. Who had to deal with what you're going to deal with in the NFL, what you're going to have to survive in the NFL? He survived hit after hit. How he did it, I don't know. To me, when you look at Shador, accuracy, slip and slide in the pocket. Yes, he can get you a 3rd and 8 first down. People say, well, he's going to run the 4.8s. Patrick Mahomes ran 4.8, 4.8, 4. Doesn't have an explosive arm. Neither did Johnny Unitas, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, another one, didn't have the explosive arm or explosive legs at 5.2, 4.40. So you can win in the NFL, win big in the NFL, going about your business like Shador Sanders does.
Mel Kiper loves Shador. Then why wouldn't we take him, Mel?
For Abdul Carter, Abdul Carter is a great pass rusher. So is Myles Garrett. It's nice to have two of them and in a conference with great quarterbacks. So I felt like, okay, in this defense, they haven't had that opposite Garrett. Now you can have it with Abdul Carter. Obviously, Travis Hunter is tough to pass up. He's my number one player and Fields' number one player. And Shador Sanders, I would take, but this is Cleveland. I don't know what they do. I don't know how Shador Fields met Cleveland. Deshaun Watson went there because of the money. Cleveland with Shador Sanders in that division. Keep in mind, arm strength, not his forte. So you got Cleveland weather, Baltimore weather, Pittsburgh weather, Cincinnati weather. The same thing about the Giants with Shador as well. But for Cleveland, that's what I thought. Maybe they would go pass rusher here and maybe look at one of those other quarterbacks down the line, because there's about 4 or 5 quarterbacks in that next tier all bunched together.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. So you love Shador Sanders, but it doesn't make sense for the Browns to take Shador Sanders because he might not want to go to Cleveland. There's your first little piece of this. It gets even more confusing. Todd McShay, hell, he loves Shador Sanders and the Browns.
The only person that they're guaranteed to have at the quarterback position where money doesn't come into a factor and will be there at number two is Shador Sanders, right? So then, more smoke kind of supporting that theory, Shador Sanders exchanges pleasantries, if you will, with the Cleveland Guardians top prospect, Travis Bazana, on Instagram. It is apparent that Cleveland's on the list of acceptable spots. I talked to you about two other teams that he met with. Responses were, it didn't seem like Shador cared a whole heck of a lot compared to every other prospect that's coming in here about what we thought of him. And so I will reveal this. Those two members were not from the Cleveland Browns. So they are not crossed off the list from my standpoint, from where I sit today.
So Mel Kiper on ESPN, he's not a big Browns fan. Todd McShay, formerly ESPN, now on his pod. Well, he's liking Travis Bazana stuff on social media. It's a Cleveland connection there. Makes a lot of sense. Well, how about Albert Breer? Was this a Tuesday, the same day that Jonathan Peterlin wore his Shedeur Sanders Browns jersey? Well, let's make things even more complicated, shall we?
I had to guess Cam Ward 1 to the Titans, Abdul Carter 2 to the Browns. It's not that I'm like completely out on the idea of Shedeur going to the Browns or the Giants. I've come to view Shedeur Sanders like Bo Nix. What that means is I have a hard time finding scouts who have evaluated him. Not like, again, these are people paid to study this stuff. I'm having a hard time finding guys who think he's a first-round quarterback, right? So, like, that sounds bad, right? I had the same issue last year with Bo Nix. I think there's a chance Shedeur could fall all the way out of the first round based on what I know, you know, what teams think about him. I think he could also go second or third, and it's all about, like, whether or not he fits your situation.
I'm leaning closer and closer to saying something. And I think that Brian Hoyer, who joined us on Wednesday, is going to put me over the top with this.
I would take Joe Milton over any of the quarterbacks in the draft this year. Now, there's hindsight there because he's already in the NFL, and the Patriots have kind of dangled like they want a third-round pick, which probably means they'd take a fourth-round pick. If you're the Cleveland Browns or the Tennessee Titans or the New York Giants, and you don't feel like Shedeur or Cam are worthy of those picks, would you think outside the box? Now, look, the fans and the media might say, oh, you're passing, you could have this guy. But when you watch the tape and you watch what Joe Milton is capable of doing, if he was in this draft, he would be in the talk to be the number one quarterback.
This draft sucks. I give up. I got four guys I trust. Four guys. I got one comparing him to Bo Nix and saying he's not a first-round quarterback, even though people watch Bo Nix and went, oh, man, he's pretty damn good. I got another guy who says he loves him but doesn't like Cleveland, so the Cleveland Browns aren't going to get him. I got Todd McShay saying absolutely he's the guy. Now I got Brian Hoyer telling me that the backup six-round pick second-year quarterback from the New England Patriots is better than all of them. So, buddy, if you're one of those Abdul Carter guys, maybe you ain't afraid, but when you hear all this stuff, you just go, you know what, the hell with it. I'm walking away from all of it.
You had a fifth guy.
You had a fifth guy. Who was the fifth?
Yeah, Piven, and he was doing Stallone impressions.
We need an adorable celebrity like Stallone to read off those side effects because we can't understand him. Side effects, anal room. You know what I mean? So you can't quite understand him.
I try to get
lots of rooms. You have a good time, do you have?
When he's looking at you and you know he wants you to laugh, it's hard not to try to laugh. No, you didn't. You were thankful that he was looking at me because he wanted one of us to laugh.
That's a foot shorter than you.
He is Ari Gold, damn it. And I'm going to give him the respect he deserves. For all we know, Turtle's listening over in Broadview Heights, laughing his ass off at us, not laughing at his impressions. Anyway, I got four different guys and one comedian over, well, an actor over here, telling me different things about QBs. Wouldn't that want to make most people who have common sense go, I can't get a straight answer out of any of you guys.
It is hard.
If I can't get a straight answer out of any of you guys, maybe we'll just be happy with the defensive end and we'll all move
on.
Because I can't find any one of these. I got plenty of people on the internet who want to compare him to Courtney Brown. I can't find any one of these guys who want to compare him to Courtney Brown and say he sucks. I got a couple of people who, yes, say he lacks the core strength. They don't know if he can handle what the blocking is going to do to him in the NFL. Some of the guys who are going to be kicking out on pulls, if he's going to be able to handle that, they question that. They question the foot injury. Some people have tried to bring up that he smoked weed and tried to fight a toe truck diver. I don't care about either of those things. I'm on the record. I don't care. If you want to smoke weed and you want to fight a tow truck driver, I will still draft you if I'm the general manager of any football team. That doesn't matter to me anymore. But other than that, I got nothing against the guy. And they're going, why are we making this more complicated? Because this is complicated. This is terrible. I got four guys who I'm supposed to trust telling me four different things about the guy who's supposed to lead our franchise into the future, who's supposed to save us from this terrible, terrible moment that we've had, this storm, this nonstop ending storm that we're dealing with as Browns fans, and that the same week that guy puts out a workout video and all Browns stuff. And you want me to make this move? To hell with it. They're desperate, not me. I'm hearing four different people that I hear who I trust, and then another actor saying different things about the QBs. No. No. Am I supposed to fight those people on that? No. Hell, I might have just talked myself out of Shedeur Sanders without even realizing it. So many different opinions, and they're not even close to each other. They're all over the map. And I'm going to fault the Browns fans for wanting to walk away from that? No, can't do it, won't do it. Not respectful. Clark Kellogg, 9 o'clock, going to join us on the show. And a big reason why I think anyone who tells you they know what the Browns are doing, they're lying to you. That at 8:43 on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.